Good morning, Robin. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning. Thanks, Jeff.
Now, what is MS?
Multiple sclerosis is a condition that attacks the central nervous system of the body. It creates scar tissue, and what that means is that it interrupts the signals from the brain and spinal cord to control function of the body, mobility, balance, sometimes cognitive function.
Now, we understand that we don't yet know what causes the disease, is that right?
That's correct. There's been tremendous gains in understanding of the impact of the disease of multiple sclerosis and some of the mechanisms of the disease. It is an inflammatory disease of the central nervous system, and there is some pleasing developments with drugs that actually also modulate the immune response, because it is an autoimmune inflammatory disease of the central nervous system.
Now, this disease seems more prevalent in Tasmania, which is quite strange. Do we know why?
Yeah, look, that's one of the things that's just so interesting about the disease. It's called the latitude effect. And you actually have a 9 times greater risk of having multiple sclerosis if you live in Tasmania than if you do up in Queensland.
That's unreal. Is it because there are such strong genetic links, so it is often a hereditary disease?
Yeah, there is a genetic component to the disease. So there is a lot of research actually mapping the genes that are associated with the risk of developing multiple sclerosis. So there is an element of a genetic influence in there, as well as an environmental influence.
Now, we've been speaking to our friend Nikki, who is living with multiple sclerosis. She says if there's any time to have MS, it's now, because there are so many headways being made into finding out more about it.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think over the last 10 to 15 years, there's been some really promising advances, particularly in the types of drug therapies that are available for people who have been diagnosed with the disease, particularly the relapse-remitting form of the disease, which is the most common presentation. Now, there's about over 10 drugs that are available now, and that obviously means that your prescribing neurologist actually has a number of drugs that could be best for you. So depending on your response to the drugs and particularly side effects, there are options available. 10 years ago, there was only one such drug available. So she's entirely right. Now's a very promising time in terms of research advances.
For those that don't know, what are the symptoms of MS?
That's why MS is a really interesting disease, because it just has such a variable way of presenting itself. We often talk about the invisible symptoms of multiple sclerosis, because that is actually one of the hardest things for people living with the disease, is actually describing the impact it's having on them to their loved ones and treating professionals. So the most common presentations are visual disturbances. So you might get some blurring or double vision. You might get some weakness or mobility problems, where you might lose your balance or have some tremors, sensory impacts such as pins and needles or pain. And so it really can present in a wide array of different symptoms that come and go.
We often hear with diseases such as cancer that early detection is the key. Is that the case with MS, or it's a bit different?
Yeah, no, I think it is early diagnosis is the key, because the sooner people are diagnosed, the sooner that they can actually be provided with the drug therapies that I was mentioning before, and can really start taking control by optimising their health as well. And that's something that I think everybody can benefit from. But obviously, if you're living with a chronic condition such as multiple sclerosis, being able to look after your well-being, including your mental well-being, is really, really important. So quite often people who experience delays to their diagnosis go through a prolonged period of uncertainty, where they really don't know what's happening to them, and they can't explain all these weird and bizarre symptoms that they're experiencing. So it's really important that people do go and see their GP and get a referral to a neurologist to get an early diagnosis and early access to interventions.
So as far as MS Australia goes, what do you people do as an organisation?
Well, we actually provide services to people who are actually living with the disease. We also provide funding support to our peak body, which does a lot of really important work around advocacy and communications. Our services are really geared to providing, here in Tasmania, case management services. We receive some funding support from government, and that allows us to be very responsive to the individual needs and priorities of each of those people living with MS. And today is a really important day for us because we're launching a new service in Tasmania, which is MS Connect, and it's a really vital information and advice service that we provide to ensure improved access to support. It is something that we provide in Victoria, New South Wales and the ACT, and over the last couple of months we've been working with the team down in Tassie to really understand the local environment so we can provide the advice and support in Tassie.
Fantastic. Well, that's great to get a little bit of an insight into MS and awareness around the debilitating disease, which it ends up being down the track, doesn't it?
Yeah. And we also, importantly, offer, in addition to the MS Connect service and the case management service, peer support groups. And we're working on establishing new support groups around Tassie and encouraging members of the existing peer support groups to complete the facilitator training so that they can lead these new groups.
Great. Well, it's definitely something worth keeping an eye open for in our neck of the woods, and we'll continue to follow this story and its awareness in Tasmania. Robin, thank you for your time. We know you're a busy lady.
No, thank you very much for letting me have the opportunity to speak about MS. It's very close to my heart.